All right, welcome back. You know, something that's been going on for years is Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says her office needs more assistant prosecutors. This is not something new. This is something that she has been asking for literally for years. Is she going to get it now? I don't know. Let's check in with WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is one of the largest and busiest in the state, prosecuting over 20% of all felonies and taking 53% of its capital cases to trial. That was pre-pandemic. Now, since the pandemic, they've lost some assistant prosecutors and cases have not decreased. And when you continue to take on all of those criminal cases, you still need a good number of assistant prosecutors and staff support. So Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is putting out a call for a few good men and women.
I tell you, we got hit with the Great Resignation just like everybody else. And unfortunately, it's not just endemic to my office. It's all over the state and all over the country, especially in large urban areas. So we have more crime most times and less people. So we're doing the best that we can. My people are dedicated, working hard, but we're all stressed out because of the caseloads that we have.
Prosecutor Worthy talks about what she's looking for.
Well, resources, we're looking for, but more importantly, we're looking for dedicated people who want to do this work. We want to come in and learn. We'd love to have people with experience, but most of the people we're hiring are straight out of law school. But we are getting a few that can walk into any courtroom right away and try cases. That's what we really need. And so we have a very talented group of young folks who are working extremely hard, and they're going to be excellent just with given time.
Prosecutor Worthy says she's really excited about having young future litigators under her wing, similar to what happened to her under the tutelage of former Wayne County Prosecutor John O'Hare.
I worked with John O'Hare, who, if you see, take the word integrity, character, all of that. His picture's in the dictionary. So I learned kind of at his proverbial feet, obviously, not literally. But we learned that right is right is wrong, and we don't put cases in the system that we don't believe we can prove. That even if someone is guilty of sin, you think, and you can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, we don't charge it.
If you're interested in becoming an assistant prosecutor, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, or support staff, you can go to waynecounty.com/prosecutor. All the information you need right there online, waynecounty.com/prosecutor. Chris?
You know, Lloyd, it's one of those situations where you're talking a major city, and she's right. The caseload is off the charts, and this has been a problem for years. And it's tough to try to get somebody in there and then keep them there long term, and then try to plot out a future path of climbing up the ladder. But this is something that's been going on for a long time. And do they feel like, are they at the point where they're kind of through walking uphill to try to get people? Do they feel like they're going to be able to get the kind of staff that they need?
I think so, because, you know, when the county executive first got in, you know, the county was really in bad shape. I mean, they thought they were probably going to go into bankruptcy, but the county executive kept Wayne County out of bankruptcy. Warren Evans did, and he stabilized the county. And now his thing is they're thriving now, and they have rainy day fund money. They have, you know, balanced budgets. And so now he can afford to make sure that the prosecutor has what she needs. So I believe he is putting up, you know, money in the budget for her to get these assistant prosecutors and these staff that she needs to prosecute. In the meantime, I have to say that even though, Chris, there are less people in the prosecutor's office, less assistant prosecutors, they're still churning out those prosecutions.
Sure.
And they're getting people off the street that need to be off the street.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, let's face it. We've heard so much, Lloyd, about backlogs, et cetera, that things continue to move forward. Obviously, I think I can speak for everybody. You'd love to speed up that process, but work is being done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are not stopping that. And you can believe when a case comes before Kim Worthy, and just like she said, she worked under the former prosecutor, John O'Hare, and she learned from the best. And she knows that if there is a case that she doesn't think that she can prove by, you know, any reasonable doubt, that she will not prosecute it, and she won't do it. There have been times where the police department have sent warrant request to her, and she sent it back because it was not enough information, and she didn't believe that she could, you know, win the case. So she, when she decides to prosecute, nine times out of ten, there's going to be a conviction or plea.
I was surprised to hear her say that that, you know, through the pandemic and afterwards, we've been talking about the Great Resignation, right?
Yep.
Of people leaving jobs. I was surprised to hear that even prosecutor's office in the largest county in the state suffered that, because this isn't like McDonald's. This isn't like working in retail or the restaurant industry where, you know, you can leave and then because, you know, there's no, and I don't mean to besmirch any of those people in the industry, but you can get another job at a different restaurant or whatever. Here, you're an attorney, you're a lawyer, you're a prosecutor, you're a clerk, you're a support staff. That is not easy work. So for her to say, yeah, we were hit by that too, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, and you know, and you have to understand that when the pandemic hit, first of all, they were, you know, understaffed and overworked. Anyway, and so the pandemic hit, it kind of gave people a chance to say, okay, maybe I'm going to rethink something and go to a firm as opposed to going into a prosecutor's office where we have these, you know, plethora of cases that just keep coming at us is not, is like never ending. and maybe they just had second thoughts, but you know, she says, if you come into her office and become an assistant prosecutor, that you get a great heightened understanding of the law, your litigation skills get better, and you will have some access to some really some brilliant minds that work in the prosecutor's office. And a lot of these people that they're getting are coming straight out of law school, and she says she loves that because, you know, they can be tutored and helped. But she would really love someone who could hit the ground running when they come in, you know, go right into the courtrooms and litigate. So
Well, it's interesting stuff. I do have a lot of respect for Kim Worthy. I think she does things the right way. And she, when she talks about the workload, you know, I think that with any job, if you're well staffed, everybody's fresh, right? Mm-hmm. You're able to think clearly. You're able to work clearly. It's when you're overworked that mistakes can be made, or you're not seeing the full scope of something. So it's really important to have a fully stocked prosecutor's office, particularly in Wayne County, with the number of violent crimes we see and other crimes. It is. It's incredibly important. So I hope she's able to find the people to fill those jobs, because it's crucial.
WayneCounty.com/prosecutor. Go to that website. You'll get all the information you need. And, you know, Chris, before I go, you know, even aside of the criminal cases that she deals with, you know, she's also still prosecuting those rape kits.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. And again, remember, they were understaffed then.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. And you were dealing with thousands of those things. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I won't be applying. I don't think Kim Worthy would want me in her office. Chris, what do you think about this? I don't know. Couldn't tell you a thing. So I won't waste the time interviewing for that job. Lloyd Jackson, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too.
But yeah, I mean, it's incredibly important to have that office stacked.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Yep.
You have to. But you're right. They're getting the job done.
No,
the work is being done.
We've heard about backlog for so long, but things are getting done. And Chris, I'm looking in the other room.
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, we have a guest coming up, and I'm familiar with this delicacy. As a matter of fact, it is a delicacy. I'm not joking. As a matter of fact, our own boss, the esteemed Mike Wheeler, said this is one of the best things he's ever had. So on his recommendation, I checked out one of the local restaurants.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to argue too much with how good this delicacy tastes.
Really?
Yes. We'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
744. Mm-hmm. Got to take a break. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show.